Circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I know, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the last hour, and that many of you disagree with my belief in keeping your baby and not aborting it. And what a big difference it is to bring that child up and make that mistake good by loving him and going through the trials and tribulations that a single mother might have to go through. There are people who do that and become better people for it. In other words, somehow the sin has given them opportunity to face what needs the hardship that grew from that mistake, but face the hardship because it's not about them. It's about the baby that just was born. And you're blessed when you're that way. But you're not blessed if you do otherwise. Because sooner or later, and maybe not in this generation or the next generation, if you can kill babies in the mother's womb and then stay quiet, just make it a news bulletin that babies are being killed outside the womb and cut up in little pieces, and see no outcry. It's almost like Americans have forgotten free speech. You're afraid you might lose your job. You're afraid other people might not like you. I understand that. But there's got to be some kind of stance that you must take, because there's so many of those things. I mean, homosexuality is, I don't know if I can go to that. I'll just touch it just a little bit. But that's a mental illness. But then so is drugs and alcohol. And so is having, listen, if you could be persuaded to do anything wrong, your solution is to see that it's wrong and benefit by that, by seeing it and making it good. But most of you don't. Most of you out there in America will do unto others what was done unto you. And I keep saying is that we are demoralizing each other. And I don't see a civilization except perhaps for the Roman civilization that was, you know, 800 years. That is quite some time. But the first 400 years, it was magnificent. How can you explain it? It wasn't the last 400 years that was great. The last 400 years was a decline. We have only been in the business of freedom for about 250 years, just roughly. I haven't checked my calendar lately. But we're now in a downfall, a free fall. And there's not just good enough just to talk about it, because you're going to have challenges. You're going to have, you know, what is that slogan? Black lives count. Look how easy it is to create this distinction in America. How easy it is. So, how I would deal with that? Okay, they do count. What else? But the trouble is, we start to argue. Well white people count too. The lives of white people count too. Yes. No, you don't have to. It says yes, true. All you have to say is yes, it's true. It's all over. You don't get it. We tend to be intimidated. And something simple as that. If we all say, yeah, we agree. It's black lives matter. But so does white lives. Immediately, bang, you've reacted. Immediately it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. See? So, I think babies' lives matter. And don't you think so? Babies' lives matter? So, you please take a look about with your life and see the carefree way that you... Okay, we'll be right back.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I just mentioned about Black Lives Matter, and the way to respond to that is just correct. And this, how are you feeling lately? Well, it's intimidation, don't you see? It intimidates, and then you don't know how to deal with it. Black Lives Matter, yes, it does. Now, what are you going to say? What is that person who's coming up to meet Black Lives Matter? I said, absolutely. See, that's the end of it. It does matter. And then you tend to want to say, well, but white lives matter. And pretty soon there's a fight. What for? There's a time to stand up and there's a time not to stand up. And you've got to know the difference. But if you're emotional, you'll yield to it. You'll yield to pressure, yield to someone venting on you, and when you yield to pressure of any kind, whether it's an individual pressure or it is cultural pressure, the result is the same. The tendency is that the larger the murder rate goes in killing babies, it becomes the norm. And so when it becomes the norm, it says, who are you to, this is the law. It's legal to kill your baby. After a while, it was in the mother's womb. But then it becomes killing the baby outside the mother's womb. And it's still, it's hush-hush. It's a little news for a while. And the shock is, what the shock does is it affects you in a way into conformity. I have a little story which is seems like it is far off from what I'm about to say. But you know the women's bathing suits? Now, how did the women's bathing suits get from what they used to be in the 1900s or, in the early 1935, 30, 40, with more modest, with a proper up and down covering and still looking pretty in it, into a G-string. That isn't a bathing suit at all. It is not a bathing suit at all, is it? So it's gradual and more titillating, isn't it? And more inviting more excitement and pleasures. See, that kind of thing. How did we get to there? The answer is shock. So I can imagine this. Those who understand human beings understand shock and trauma. So all that needed to do to change our way of life is to do with what happened with the bathing suit. You get a very pretty girl. You dress her up in like that. And you put her on the screen. And everybody is shocked, embarrassed, shocked. But a lot of people are loving it. Now you have a lot of people loving it. Loving that new half-nude lady, which is titillating, if you pardon the expression, the excitement of other men. And so men are much more aroused by it than otherwise. And that arousal then has to have a beginning and end into an unborn child, so to speak. I mean, it's a long story cut short. But I'm trying to say to you, if you can be shocked by anything, and that shock can produce subservience, it can produce agreement. It opens the door. Shock opens the door to suggestion, not just to accept the bathing suit that I was just measuring, which is not a bathing suit. It's just a string, basically, isn't it? It's just practically naked. But this titillation, excuse the expression, arouses a it's a demoralizing thing. I can remember as a kid, I don't know how I saw it. I can remember the picture of a naked girl. I don't know where I saw it, but it's 15 or 14. It aroused me. I said to myself, what was that? What is about that picture? About that. See, so I wish I could find a way to say it better than I'm saying it. I'm just saying what demoralization, the worst kind of demoralization, the most dangerous kind of demoralization is sex. If you put two people on a desert island and there's nobody there except two people and they have babies, guess what will happen? Multiply. No abortion. Before the whole island becomes full of people, and pretty soon, there's not room enough for all those people. They start to. Some are rich and some are poor, and so on. Pretty soon, that island is full of people and killing each other. And that's it. Everywhere you go, if you follow the generations all the way back to Paradise Lost, murder, violence, everywhere, genocide. Nearly all of you have parents and parents' parents who suffered genocide. And I gave a whole laundry list, you know, in the beginning of my first hour. So what's happening to us now is the beginning of fascist Germany. We have accepted abortion, and now we've turned our eyes aside and failed to stand up for the horror of it. The only horror you hear is from Megyn Kelly or, you know, saying these things, and then you go about your business. It's, in other words, murder of children is becoming fashionable. What more can I say? So it's because then it becomes a law. After a while, this will become a law. And then, as I said, to make a condensation of my own opening program last hour, is that slowly but surely we we destroy each other. We do unto others what was done to us. And then it becomes, what is happening to us is becoming normal. What is becoming normal is, for example, homosexuality. You don't think that's normal? Is that normal? No. It's not normal. So you have to give them a right, because people poke at them a lot, if you pardon the expression the way I said that. You know, criticize them and look down their nose at them at what they do. And so, sooner or later, there's a human cry from them. And they get to be a special kind of a person. It means they have a right. So they have a right to be wrong. But it's also now, it's different. The right is a station. It is a right, like you have the right to free speech. They have a right, and they have become a group of people who have a right to be wrong. Now you see what, now you can see how many people, you know, are affected by that. The right to be wrong? Why can't we just punish a person who makes fun at anybody for any reason whatsoever? After all, we were just discussing just a little while ago that somebody put a swastika on the in one of the school bedrooms of a black American. A swastika. It could have been a black person doing it just to arouse a black, not just black person, but a person who is also a racist or a communist that benefits from all this hullabaloo. See, it could be. There's a way of dealing with these things, but Black Lives Matter could be dealt with. Yes, it's true. That's what I'm trying to say in different ways. So I know many of you disagree with, you know, with partial birth abortion. And that's wrong, too. You know it is. And the killing of a baby just inches from coming into this world as a fully developed human being. But because of now an inhuman law, which is not a law, I don't see that you have a right to kill your baby, because if it's killing a human being, and since you've been killing a human being inside your body, it's come to the point of killing a human being outside your body, and it doesn't stop there. Because then you've got genocide, and you can look back on the fact that everybody listening to my program, if you look back into the past, of your ancestors all suffered what they call it when you kill millions of people. David, I've got lost the word. Is that when you kill a whole genocide? Yes, I lost that word. So genocide becomes normal. Genocide is everywhere, and you've got to be careful it doesn't happen here. Because you start with something small, and you don't stop it. It gets bigger. And the right to be wrong becomes even more right to be wrong. And pretty soon, there's more people wrong than right. And pretty soon, there's more of them than there is of you. And they can decide whether they want to... Old people want to... You can kill the old people. You can kill Jews. You can kill whatever. It's just anything. Because, again, what Moses did when he led the children of Israel out, see, he wandered in the desert, and in order to help vent, in order to help the venting of anger that is systemic or endemic in the human being, We're all angry people, whether you realize it or not. It's got to come out somewhere. Or it turns inwards and it destroys you. But mostly it doesn't turn inwards. Where you have opportunities to express it, then when somebody gives you the opportunity to express your hostility, it's usually to someone, a whole group of people smaller than yourself. If a Jewish person did what Muslims do, America would turn on the Jewish people for that one person doing it, where they wouldn't do it with Muslims because there's 1,300,000,000 of them. That's right. That's the way it works. The call. Okay, Richard. I've got lots more to say about that, but what happened? I see Google instead of you. Hello, goodbye, Google. And say hello to Richard. Hello, Richard. Is he there? Okay, I can't hear him. Okay. It makes it difficult. All right. What's coming up on my screen here? Oh, never mind. Let me just continue then with my thoughts here. So, what do I say to my fellow countrymen and all of you who are drinking, drugging? And if you look very carefully, if you please look very carefully to this, the suffering you've been created, it's all, nearly all of it, as you grow older especially, and you grow up without values and virtues, then wrong is right, and right is wrong. And the people who are right are not right enough. So the people are, in other words, what we're getting now is people are getting wronger and wronger and wronger and wronger. But we're not getting righter and righter and righter, because we don't know how to deal with wrong. I would like to show you how to deal with wrong, people who wrong you and hurt you and sneer at you at your business and in your factory. Because if you as an American do not know how to deal with trials and tribulations, you become a victim. And victims create victims. And the only way you can keep from not becoming a victim is through virtue. And what is virtue? You can't learn it. You can't learn that in college. You can't get that in a church. You can hear about it in church. You can act out the passages and stand out as a scholar in Christianity or any other. Well, I almost said cult or culture. We get the word cult from culture, don't we? So cult becomes culture if we're not careful. So we've got lots of cults in this country. And these cults are, you see in Northern Ireland just a little while ago, I was mentioning that Christian turned against Christian and killed each other. And I gave a whole laundry list of Rwanda and all of the histories, as many as I could pick up and express in that moment, of how your ancestors, all of you, of every race and color and creed, have been persecuted and experienced genocide. So there's something in us that wants to kill our own. So the woman who kills the baby in a mother's womb is not much different from ISIS. Correct? And the fact that you know that babies are being born and cut up in little pieces is not just news. It happened. So where is the cry Where's the cry, it's enough is enough? Because the more you give wrong people rights, the more power they have over you, and you cannot, at a certain point, you can't stop. You become a slave. You can't give wrong people rights. You can't give abortionists rights. You can't give the right to be a woman to if she engages in sex, she needs, and philosophically, in a philosophically sound world, she wouldn't be doing this. There would be sort of entourages and caring parents to make sure that these things don't happen. No, not that it never happens, and not that you can completely stop it from happening. But if you give a wrong a right, and it becomes law, what's to stop the kind of thing that happened in Rwanda? Because blacks were killing blacks. It wasn't one culture fighting another culture. It's also cultures fighting cultures, religions fighting religions, religions fighting cultures. See, it never stops. America can set the example, but what's happened is we just followed the example of the rest of the world. So in a manner of speaking, you're not free. You're not really free, are you? There was something someone put on my screen the other day. But Paul, what was that you put on the screen? I like that very much, you put up on the screen, but I didn't use it, about a free man. Would you put it up again? He's listening. So I'm not interested in all the other the stuff you're putting up on the screen. It doesn't mean anything to me. There was something by an author that spoke about what a free man was. Paul, can you do that? Can you put that up on the screen? Because it's something that someone said, and I want to say it exactly as it was said. All right. 800-866-8883. Pardon? Support the foundation, yes. Let me see. Oh, no, you can do the commercial for me if you like, David. If it, we are still in the body of the program, then I... Listen, I think this program, this discussion is disturbs you. And I'm not judging you. I'm just saying it's wrong. And there's a better way of life. And there is the emptiness in you that can be filled differently from the pleasures of sex, drugs, alcohol. But it usually begins with a sex thing. And the father being attracted to what becomes your mother. And he doesn't understand how to deal with Eve. And so, if you know what I mean. And so Eve has her way. And the family breaks up. They fight with each other. The children, when they come into the world, live in an atmosphere, and they become corrupted by it. And it's easy to demoralize a kid with such an atmosphere. As a matter of fact, you're living in an atmosphere. See, when I talk about atmosphere, I remember going to over the border. What's the name of the city over the border next to Mexico? Anyway, I can't. You know, there's a city over the border next to San Diego. Yeah, Tijuana. Yes, I remember going across that border from San Diego, and there was a change of atmosphere. And if you live in that atmosphere, you'll become one of them. Not that they're bad, but it's an atmosphere that was very... So if you have a German atmosphere, a Nazi atmosphere, and create the atmosphere will get you and will rob you of your virtues, and nothing real can exist in it. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. So we just have a half an hour to the end of this hour. Less than a half an hour. 800-866-8883. I've had no calls to disagree. I've had no calls to agree. About this dastardly thing called abortion that's slowly creeping out so that children that are born can be murdered and cut up in little pieces that's like Hitler Germany. That's the beginning. And it's our end. And so I talked to you just a little while ago about how suggestible you are, how big proportion of the country is suggestible. And then even the most dignified people have secret lives on the surface. You read about them all the time, but you don't catch them all the time. See, so even people who have virtue and go to church, they do it just secretly. It's none of our business. So I'm not pointing my finger, but nearly everybody, not many people, are virtuous these days. So you're married and you're divorced. That's not virtuous. What are you talking about? No fault divorce? Well, that's just waiting for you, isn't it? So when the culture encourages perversity, sexual perversity, that's where it comes from. Remember, I started to say that what is destroying us is sexual perversity. And when I mentioned a little while ago in the first hour that I remember hearing people say to putting condoms on bananas for kids in school to awaken the forbidden. I mean, it's dangerous. You can tell, by the way, you can tell a child when he masturbates or 5 years old that he's been violated, because pressure, and the pressure which we call sin, shock, is destroying the spiritual center of that child's future. Cruelty. And there's a lot of that cruelty. And kids demonstrate what Adam saw. He saw he was naked, therefore the fig leaf. See that? That's because he fell from grace. So when you violate your children, this temptation, and children can't handle that, and they're born into it, into a violent and vile situation. And if it's not murdered, and it comes into the world, is it violated? And the violation in little children, just to make a point for you to understand, that pressure and stress awaken even a 4 or 5 year old kid's sexual appetite over which he cannot control. It's the only pleasure he knows is masturbating himself. The only pleasure he knows. And when he gets older, it becomes more dependent on the pleasure of that, and it becomes addicted to someone, a young lady who rises to the occasion of that need. The tendency that one's sexual impulse should awaken not so early. That's what I'm saying to you, but it awakens early when there's an emptiness in the child and no love, because mother and father are banging away at each other and in a state called what they think of as love. Excuse the expression. And so that kind of thing of father getting into mother and mother getting into her husband and sort of swapping spit, excuse the expression, and demoralizing each other, or thinking that sex is love. Sex can be love. It can be. And there's a right way of having sex and a wrong way. The wrong way is the reason why, well, the extension of that, really, not the reason why, but the extension of that is alcohol and drugs. Because Because when you have sex outside of wedlock, and even sex inside wedlock, if you're a dirty bastard, have that wife for the pleasure she gives you, and then go off to another woman sooner or later, or she runs away because you're such a dirty old man. See, so I just forgot the point I was making, actually, and it's terrible. But the point is, I was making this, I forgot what it was, is that the sexual impulse to abuse another person, which I say is a sexual abuse, meaning you don't have a right to take somebody else's daughter. And it doesn't matter if the father doesn't care about her. She's still astray. And therefore looking for love, see, for fulfillment. So she will fulfill a man who needs fulfillment. And they make fools of each other. So they're just swapping spit, in a manner of speaking. And, you know, this sexual pleasure is only about 3 minutes and 40 seconds. But it becomes more addictive. It becomes more addictive. The more you look for fulfillment from anything, beginning with sex, because you're abusing a woman, see, to conceive a child. And no matter what methods you use to prevent that, it happens all too often. A child is beginning to take shape inside that womb. And if you're a Nazi, then you will not agree with me. See, that's what, if you're a Nazi, you're doing to what is going on in that womb as what, equivalent to what, even worse, what was happening to the Jews in Germany. And ISIS. Same thing, it's murder. And now we go one step further. Now we find that there are people in that business who make a business out of selling baby parts outside the womb. Fully formed babies, and it gets a little advertising. It sprouts out a little bit. People comment on it, and it goes away. And people keep on banging each other. And does it make you a better person? No, it actually makes you worse. Just think of, gentlemen, I speak to you. Would you like, if you're not a Nazi or scumbag, if you're halfway decent, can I ask you this question? If you had a daughter that you loved, I'm assuming you love your daughter, and you love her, and meaning you protect her from the kind of person you might have been, or maybe used to be, and have repented of it, and you have a nice daughter. Would you like to have someone diddle with her for his pleasure? Or would you smack him in a kisser? See that? I'm just making a point, if you don't mind me saying so. Don't you see something wrong with that? I mean, there is a law of the heart, isn't there? If we could live with the laws on our heart, there are always people trying to take you away from that. I get that. And it's been very successful in America. Very successful. You're all screwing each other. There's hardly anybody that doesn't do it. And there's consequences called babies. And babies are, well, just in our way. And so we kill them. And we make it legal. And the Supreme Court says, oops, fine. It's a law. Don't you see where we're going with this? so slowly but surely, it will become genocide. Sooner or later, the frustration of life wants to express itself. And the frustration of life expresses itself in more sin, more excitement, more pleasure at stuff. See? And it doesn't fulfill. I can tell you that why ISIS, what ISIS do to their women, they enslave the woman. They enslave them. They don't care. All they want is the pleasure of tyranny, the pleasure of getting high, and the tendency of a woman to, women tend to have that peculiar ability to make a man feel better than he is worth. It's a proclivity, whether it's ISIS or not. But ISIS, the tendency when you have do not approach sex in a proprietous way, and that you get invited in, or you seduce, or are seduced into that relationship, it violates our humanity, and we have conflict. And the conflict represents a growing distance between what makes you human and the end which is appropriately eternal life, or to eternal strife. In other words, the relationship you have with your wife, the relationship you have with a girl, a woman, a daughter of someone who doesn't have a father, whose father hates her and puts her out in the world, and she's astray and you take advantage of that, is a terrible, terrible thing to use and abuse and just use her for pleasure. I have to talk to you after the break.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about smoking and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
To put it in simple terms, the way you deal with, way men deal with women, is what will eventually become culture. And the propriety of dealing, if you find what it means to be a man and you have respect for women and don't jump on her and take advantage of her needs for love because she never had a father, therefore she's giving herself to you because to fulfill the emptiness of her life with you. If you would give up that way and be a real man and be respectful to the ladies who are children of God, and not abuse her and use her, and then get out used by her, because it can get reversed and you get the wrong end of the stick, so to speak. All the misery and suffering coming from that, all of it, all the frustrations, and it's a continuum. Goes on from generation to generation, always looking for fulfillment, especially pleasure, especially from the woman, and behind the woman is the serpent, or in politics, sitting on the doorstep of all women. See? All right, we'll be right back.
To you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Frustration leads to frustration and murder. And so, having said that, I want to read something to you. Have you ever heard of Carl Gustav Jung? He was a spiritual, a metaphysical psychiatrist. I like him. And this is what he said. He passed away, I think, in 1960-something. But he was a famous person, and I like him. I like the way he saw things. He said, people will do anything, no matter how absurd, to avoid facing their own souls, called Gustav Jung. It's perfectly possible for a man to be out of prison and yet not be free, to be under no physical restraint and yet be a psychological captive, compelled to think, feel, and act as the representatives of the national state or some private interest within the nation wants him to think and feel and act. The nature of the psychological compulsion is such that those who act under constraint remain under the impression that they're acting out of their own initiative. The victim of mind manipulation does not know that he is a victim. To him, the walls of his prisons are invisible, and he believes himself to be free. That he is free is apparent only to other people. Okay? That one is Aldous Huxley. But the first one was, people do anything, no matter how absurd, to avoid facing their own problems. And so this is the problem. This is what I do on my program. I'm not an entertainer. My job, if you will hire me, so to speak, if you will listen, is to get you to see your own faults, but gladly. Oh, I didn't see that before. If you listen to my callers, because this program didn't excite callers, I know it's very controversial, so I dare to do it. But if you see what I'm saying, that there's something called virtue, and virtue just can't be pulled out of thin air. If you don't have what I call virtue, then you're subject to the impulses that the world would put into you. And you will live a life not your own, but thinking that what you think and speak is yours. And so, but that is the reason why you have conflict, because you're born into a cult, a culture. And the only culture that is worth anything, is the only culture that can succeed, is the kingdom of heaven within you. Adam's culture lay beyond that threshold that created him. As long as we could find, as long as we can rediscover what he lost, as long as we understand that what he lost passed down through the generations, through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race, the tendency of that is to create cultures, and cultures that fight cultures, and religions that fight cultures, and religions that fight religions, and the top of every one of these are what we call politicians or tyrants who prey on our need to be fulfilled, like the invisible one, for example, that you don't see in the jungles of Brazil, where all the coke and drugs come up, and then you get your local dope pusher rising to the occasion of the dope, and every high is a new low. Simple. Every high is a new low. Anger is a high. So is love. It's the substitute for, it's a substitute for redemption. You are upside down redemption. It means the dark side rises and gives you pleasure. It gives you a solution to your emptiness. It only empties you more. And then you can't wait to get some more drugs. And with that longing, it draws the dope pusher up to the dope and fulfills him and gives him an ego sense of worth that becomes more and more worthless every day. What you have is a government, metaphysically speaking, in the jungles of South America, so to speak. But beyond that is the kind of wicked people, this chain of wicked people patronizing you. And you get, that way you also will elect another president the same way to rise to the occasion of your emptiness. So he will rise just like the dope pusher, to you dopes. See, and that's what's happening to us, isn't it? Haven't you noticed that you look for love in all the wrong places? Of course you do. You look for love in all the wrong places. How about inside? How about being still a no? I guarantee you that there's no charge for the 7-minute meditation. There is no religious words in that 7-minute meditation. And that if you have the heart and see that I'm right about these things and you want to return to the governance of Paradise Lost. All right. Please support our program. This is listener-sponsored. I need to buy time from the stations to do this. And I have all kinds of expenses, you know, otherwise, engineers, et cetera, board ops, et cetera, all the different costs to bring it to you. We've got 3 or 4 months left before you lose your country. Because I know what to expect. I can see what's coming. And you have become blind. Most of you have become blind to that. And dependent upon drugs and alcohol, things rising to the occasion of your needs. Okay, thank you very much. And support the program, please. Thank you.